Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You're the first one to arrive.
Okay. I know Barbara lives in New Orleans. I know she's not back.
Right. And we only had one person. Martha came to the 4 o'clock, the 4:30 class. So.
Okay.
We'll just have to wait and see.
All right.
You're doing well?
Yes, I've been gone a lot. I've been gone out of town several times, and I've got some really big things coming up, so I had to come back and into those. But other than that, you know, as far as me personally, I'm doing well.
Well, efficient.
So I'll find out next week if they'll total my house or if they'll fix a new roof, or it's just a lot of big things that are decisions are having to be made. So I've got some structural engineers coming to my home because of the storm we had 9 months ago.
Well,
they're supposed to be finally coming to my house and going on my roof and making some judgments on it. So anyway.
So, it's big decisions, because if they total it, you'll need to rebuild. But if they repair it, they repair it.
Yeah, I've got tarps on my roof right now, and I'll have to get in touch with a crew of men to come pull it off, because the structural engineers are from, they're 2 hours away from now. They'll be traveling to my house next Tuesday. And anyway, we'll have to have a tarp pulled off if they can go on there and make some judgments. So.
Understand.
I think so. I heard the phone.
Brandela.
Hi, Brandy.
Hello, Brandy.
Hey.
So, please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Kedulat Shemilcha, Tatir, Serira, Alchet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Kabel rimat amcha sagvenu tacharenu no ra. Sifrei Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na gibor dor sheyechudcha kevavat shamren. Nun Gimaldalad Yud Kafshin Barhem Tacharem Rakame Sidkatha Tamid Gamle Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Et Kufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kapel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufal We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right and left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayin, V'rav chesed be'emet, notzeh chesed la'alafim, Nasea on wafesha v'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty utilizing a pasuk from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Yitro, pasuk 29. And I'll start with the Lashem Yichud. L'shem yichud kudsha berichu ishkin te bit hilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu le'akta l'shem yud he bovavhe v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'sok Torah mitzvah v'yihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananehu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bechka Matar Tane Nam Dekudsha Berichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Witata Kolayu Kishot Be'ovada Vikshot Be'leid Lach Mila Mi'alma Divae Barnash Bedach yaleya mine yaulan haga beyakulana tehakulu obada bikshot inun wikola it's the reef be alma. The energy of the year 5778, our current year, is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayitchal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo natamar Achoti utlabev le'enei shetei levivot v'evre miyada. The second verse that we study connecting to this energy is from Joshua chapter, excuse me, it's Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, ladonai yohewahe, Weata nasata awon chatati sela. The year 5777, the year of the goat, also the year of the wake up. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first one that we study is from Lamentations. It is chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create satsuki ak, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is, that we study is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim va'adonai yohewahe Elohechem tadivaku ka'asher asiten ad hayom hazeh second verse that connects to this energy. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat velo yachlu lehashit. Et kol ha'olot vayehaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelotam lacha liad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishre leval lehitkadesh me ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe, La La He, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo, Ala Me, He He He, A Ka A, Re Ka Ka. The second verse is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu va Adonai Yohewahe Adead Ki biya Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Sur Olami. The year 5775 as the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Uru, Mikol HaMachavoyim, Asher Yitchabe Sham Ushavtem, Eilai El Nahum, V'halakti Yitchem, V'chayayim Yeshno, Baretz V'chipasti, Oto B'kol Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanesa yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy in the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
V'samti makom li'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam taktav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu Bnei Avla La'anoto Ka'asher Barishona.
We'll now connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the letters, the name of the letters with their root vowel out loud.
Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe ata aka heta hezayo alada la awahe heya yozalame behe hey reyo ha yo 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 ve la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he we yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za hey hey ah hey me yo ha wa wa la yo la hey sa a la re yo a shi la me yo hey wa hey wa da nu yo hey hey shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be hey pei wa yo nu me me yo yo la hey re hey me ta re wa me be yo hey hey a nu wa me he yo da me be me du ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to this energy of the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa me he he me a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ta be yo la yo wa pe na u la nu me ha yo he wa yo me nu he se se wa nu yo he se shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ta a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he she he me ta ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la le yo a la me ta he wa he wa ma ta la yo he yo she la a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be te me za re wa he be yo wa he a la wa me za yo ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this date, the 12th day of Av: Rabbi Arye Leib Katzel Negel Boger, Rabbi Moshe Bern Ben Rabbi Aaron of Stolen, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Ben Rabbi Menachem Manish Margolius, Rabbi Yeshayahu Ben Rabbi Abraham Moshe Veltefried of Kalish, the 8th verse of the Anna Bakoa is said in a whisper. Today's class is from the writings of the Ari on the Parashah of Vayechanan. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. When you open up the landing page, scroll down to the Parasha of Vayechanan, and we are reading from the essay, Developing Fetal Consciousness. Do
Does anybody have any questions as before we start? Kabbalah explains that the maturation of the soul transpires in three stages. In the beginning of the portion of the Torah, Moses tells the Jewish people that God got angry at him for praying so much to be allowed into the land of Israel. And God became angry with me because of you and did not listen to me. The Hebrew word used here for became angry, yitaber, is unusual and is etymologically derived from the word for pregnancy, which is ibur. This is the basis for the Arizal's mystical interpretation of this verse. As you know, Zeron Pin develops through three stages of consciousness. Fetal, which is the Ibor, suckling, which is referred to as Yanika, and mature, referred to as Gadlut. Similarly, every soul develops through these stages of consciousness. Physically, a person develops through three stages of deriving nourishment. When he exists as an embryo inside the womb, he is nourished directly through her, his mother. When he is a suckling infant, he still receives his nourishment from his mother, but does so through his own active involvement. After he is weaned, he eats on his own. Similarly, the mentality of the soul undergoes the same three-stage development process. This process initially occurs in tandem with the physical development. That is, in the embryonic stage, the soul functions at the level of fetal consciousness. In the nursing stage, the soul functions at the level of suckling consciousness. And after weaning, the soul achieves mature consciousness. But relatively, an individual can experience and pass through these three stages on different levels during the course of his life. As he matures, the child's emotional response reflects a much deeper and broader understanding. Both the physical phenomenon of these three stages and the mental spiritual phenomenon experienced by the soul derived from the parallel process that occurs in the development of the Partsuf of Zeron Pin. Let us remember that Zeron Pin is the Partsuf of the Midot, the emotions, the characteristics. Thus, the mental development of the individual is measured by the nature of the relationship between his intellect and his emotions. In other words, when an idea is first conceived in the mind as an insight of wisdom and then developed in Bina, which is understanding, the emotional reaction that will result from this idea is not yet evident. It is only there in potential within the idea. We may therefore consider the idea to be pregnant with the emotion it will give rise to. The fetal position of the child in the womb is such that the lower limbs are crouched under the rest of the body, indicating that his potential, his full stature, cannot yet manifest itself. Fetal consciousness is thus purely intellectual. Emotions exist only in potential. Once an idea is fully developed, it can give birth to its inherent emotional reaction. When a child is still young, his understanding of life is immature, and the emotions produced by his intellect are directly tied to their source. As long as he is aware that something is desirable, he wants it, and nothing can mitigate the intensity of his desire. As long as he is aware that something else is harmful, he is afraid of it, and nothing can mitigate his fear or loathing of that thing. Suckling conscious is thus a more mature stage than fetal consciousness, in that the intellect is expressing itself through the emotions, but this occurs still in a relatively immature way. God blesses the leader of every generation with wisdom concomitant with the collective refinement of the generation. As he matures, the child's intellect expands, and he can view the desirability or undesirability of a thing in a much broader context. Long-term consequences, immediate effects on those around him, and so on. Thus, at this stage, his emotional response reflects a much deeper and broader understanding of the issues at hand. And this is the full mature consciousness. My commentary. Soul structure and development is simple and confusing, which makes things seem complicated. The above commentary ignores the ideas of levels of souls, like nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yeshida. Do the three stages of development apply to each of the five levels? Do the 613 parts of the soul relate to the three stages of development? It is my opinion that the answer to these questions is a resounding yes. Now, God blesses the leader of every generation with wisdom, concomitant with the collective refinement of the generation. Therefore, for when Israel sinned in the incident of the golden calf, they caused their leader, Moses, to regress to fetal consciousness and to lose whatever rights he had achieved until then. He was thus bereft of his suckling and mature consciousness and was left only with fetal consciousness. When Israel sinned, they revealed a deep-seated fault in the way they conceived the reality. Their consciousness had to therefore regress back to its prenatal stage in order to be refreshed from the source in their wake. Moses also suffered a similar regression. The Torah alludes to this when God tells Moses, after the sin of the golden calf, "Go down, for your people who you brought up out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves." Our sages say this means descend from your greatness, for I have given your greatness only on their account. At that moment, Moses was expelled from the heavenly court. At this point in the version of the text, as it appears in Sha'ar HaPisukim, the following sentence appears. He, Moses, then forgot all those laws that he had previously known, as is known. On this, Rabbi Wolf Ashkenazi Hagaot, the Chidushim, notes that there is no tradition of our sages that has reached us to the effect that Moses forgot any laws as a result of the sin of the golden calf. There are a few incidents recorded in the Torah in which Moses forgot certain laws. But as Rashi points out, this always was a result of his becoming angry, not because of the sin of the golden calf. However, it is recorded in the Zohar that as a result of this sin, God denuded Moses of 1,000 lights. The Arizal himself makes reference to this passage in other places. Now, Zerampin spends its fetal period in the womb of Ima, which is also known as the Jubilee. Therefore, the initials of the four Hebrew words that make up the verse, "And God became angry with me because of you," Vayita ber yudhe vavhe bi lema'anchem, may be permuted to spell the word for Jubilee, Yovel, spelled yud vav bet or bet lamed. The sins of the generation caused the partsuf of Zerantin to return to the womb of Ima. Ima is, of course, the partsuf of Bina, and we are taught that there are 50 gates of Bina. These 50 gates are seen to comprise the seven emotions interincluded of each other. 7 times 7 is 49, plus one additional transcendent level. This division into 49 plus 1 is reflected in the 50-year agricultural cycle, which is composed of 7 7-year sabbatical cycles, followed by a 50th super sabbatical, the Jubilee year. Thus, just as the 50th level of understanding that a pure Bina is above and transcends the other 49, so is the Jubilee year, the transcendent year that stands apart from the 7 sabbatical cycles, an appellate for the level of pure Bina. As we said, the verse, "And God became angry with me because of you," may be understood to mean, "And God made me regress into the fetal state because of you." If onto this meaning we superimpose the allusion hidden in the initials of the four words that compose this verse, we have, "And God made me regress into the fetal state." In other words, return into the womb of Ima, which is called Jubilee, because of you. Thus, Moses regressed and re-entered and was re-impregnated in Ima, which is termed Jubilee. The name Havaya in this verse signifies the partsuf of Ima. This is the mystical meaning of the phrase, "And God became angry with me." This phrase may thus be read, the partsuf of Ima, signified by the name Havaya, Hashem, became pregnant again with me. This happened because of you. For as we said, just as the sins of the generation caused the partsuf of Zerampin to return to the womb of Ima, so do they cause this to happen to the leaders of the generation. We may also explain this passage based on how we have explained the verse. My beloved went down to his garden, to the bed of spices, to browse in the gardens and pick lilies. The initial of the words for to browse in the gardens and pick lilies, in Hebrew, it's lirot baganim velikot shoshanim, Islamet bet bav shin. This spells the word for garment, levush, when God became angry with Israel and takes the righteous from this world, the latter are transformed into a garment for him, and he becomes, so to speak, impregnated within them and enclosed within them. When the righteous pass away, they serve as channels of divine influence and beneficence. When the righteous pass away, they serve as channels of divine influence and beneficence to the followers they had when they were alive. In the case of a leader of the generation, his afterlife influence extends to the whole generation. In this sense, God acts through or is enclosed in these righteous individuals, and his divine beneficence is channeled through their souls. This allows the divinity to flow into the world in a manner tailored to the needs of the generation. The mystical meaning of the verse, "And God became angry with me because of you," is now in this context. "And God became impregnated within me on your account. For on account of your sins, I was gathered up from this world before my time." And I am adding that this applies to the Tzaddikim. Rabbi Shalom Sharabi notes that even though Moses was still alive when he said this, he was referring to what would happen when he would die. The whole book of Deuteronomy is Moses' farewell address to the Jewish people and was said during the 37 days before he passed away. Alternatively, it may refer to the expanded consciousness, the thousand lives mentioned above, that he lost on account of the sin of the golden calf. This loss of consciousness is considered a sort of death. Now, there are 12 months in a year. This number is the numerical value of the letter Vav when it is spelled out with another Vav. In a leap year, there are 13 months, and the number being the numerical value of the letter Vav when it is spelled out Vav Aleph Vav. Moses passed away specifically in the month associated with the leap year. The Vav is spelled Vav Vav in the spelling of the name Havaya, whose numerical value is 52, while it is spelled Vav Aleph Vav in the spelling of the name Havaya, whose numerical value is 45. As we have mentioned previously, the 52 value name is associated with the Sephirah of Malchut, or the Partsuf of the Nukva, while the 45 value name is associated with the Midot, or the Partsuf of Zerantin. Moses is associated with the letter Vav, spelled Vav Aleph Vav, which relates to the Sephirah of Tiferet. Moses, as we saw above, is in its present context, the earthly personification of Zerantin, the pivot Sephirah, which is Tiferet. I am adding, Tiferet is the pivot point in all three dimensions, up and down, left to right, and the third dimension of length, which I call the diagonal. The month added in a leap year is always Adar. This explains why Moses passed away in the month of Adar. His death alluded to this phenomena. Moses passed away specifically in the month associated with the leap year to indicate that he is associated with the spelling of the letter Vav, whose numerical value is 13. The number of months in such years Furthermore, the Hebrew term for leap year, Shana Me'uberet, literally means impregnated year. The year is impregnated with an additional month. Thus, Moses is passing away in the impregnated month alludes to the fact that when the righteous die, Hashem becomes impregnated within them in order to channel his holiness into the world most effectively, as explained. It is perhaps significant that the Arizal himself passed away on the fifth of the Hebrew month of Av, during the week when this portion of the Torah is usually read. Does anyone have a question? I bid you all a good week. Tomorrow we will have a class at the 4:30 Pacific time, and also at 7 o'clock will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. I hope to see you all there. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you. You have a blessed night. Thank you.
You
Shalom.
Too. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom. Bye-bye.